you want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
You know we need them. Yeah, we need those strategies, don't we? Those strategies for living. So are you ready? You're ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
Boy, I thought I was ready.
Yeah.
I hope everybody's ready.
You better buckle your seatbelt today.
Quite the life strategist lined up today.
Yes, we do. We're on a roll here lately.
Something like that. New season's got a
new bug. Season's got a, yeah. We believe in powerful beginnings, right?
Absolutely.
Folks, welcome in. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living Radio. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. Do you remember? You remember that night we were watching the Republican National Convention. Remember?
Well, vaguely, yes.
Yeah. You were kind of.
I don't really do that so much.
I was watching, but you were sitting there.
Yeah, and I peep in.
And all of a sudden the camera cut. This beautiful blonde-headed lady in a prayer position.
And I said, that sure does look like the lady from church, right?
Yeah. And then you said, that is the lady. It's got to be the lady from church. And it was the lady from church.
I had to take
church.
A picture and
you
and
did
ask
take
her.
Yeah. And so the next Sunday, a couple of Sundays later, whenever we saw her again at church, yeah, that was me. Elizabeth Ersoff is our... life strategist this evening, and I'll introduce Elizabeth in just a moment. If I started now,
you wouldn't have time.
Yeah, her introduction absolutely takes a few hours, but we'll brief it up a little bit, and we're going to talk about some obvious things. You know, now Elizabeth, agreed to come and talk with us before all of the stuff that happened, and so I'm sure we'll talk a bit about that. And so much more.
Yeah.
And man,
she has quite the history. And
does
and
Elizabeth
the story.
Have some stories or
yeah.
what? At one point, studying to be an Episcopal priest, and somehow, some way, now she's a Roman Catholic. There's a whole story there. Plus, we're probably going to get some behind the scenes Edwin Edwards stories.
Oh gosh.
Maybe even some Mr. Majala story. I don't know. We'll see.
How much money you passed around?
I don't know. Hey, folks, thank you for tuning in to Strategies. We appreciate you being here, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible: the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners. And Pintail Roofing.
Roof.
And Learning RX. We train your brain. And the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather. Alligator, Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. Back in a moment, Elizabeth Ersoff with us on Strategies for Living. Come back with us. Welcome in. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Let's welcome into the program now our life strategist. She's going to be a good one. Elizabeth Ersoff. She's was a 2024 delegate to the Republican National Convention. She was elected to the RPEC. She was a parish commissioner. Do you call them commissioner? No. What do you call them?
Committee member.
Okay.
Member. Yes.
You keep this non-political guy straight.
Yes.
Elizabeth is a is a graduate of LSU Shreveport in political science and PR. She's she has multiple political campaigns under her belt, and actually is the current, I mentioned the RPEC, currently vice chair of that group. And Eucharistic minister in the Catholic Church at Holy Trinity Catholic Church, and was at one point studying to be an Episcopal priest. Wow, what a story already.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome into Strategies.
Thank you. Thank you.
We've got a lot to talk about this evening, but let's put the most important thing on the table first, Elizabeth, okay? You want to be on Gutfeld.
I want to be on Gutfeld.
Okay. Now, that's what got, I mean, I knew you from church, right?
Exactly.
Well, we're Facebook friends.
And we're pew partners.
There you go.
Yes.
And so, you know, maybe it's this way in all churches, but in the Catholic Church, you know, you have your pew, right?
Absolutely.
And nobody better be in that pew.
Or they get the look.
You have to endure the look.
Yes.
All right. So, you know, we became, and we're both lectors. That means we read the readings, the first reading and the second reading. So we're acquaintances, and then we became Facebook friends, and that's where I learned of your quest.
My burning desire.
So now, where did this start? Have you been a fan from the beginning? Tell, inquiring minds want to know.
Okay. Well, I've always liked Gutfeld because he presents the news with some comedy.
Right.
News is heavy right now. It's hard to process.
And I guess it's really been heavy for the entire time that Gutfeld's been on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I've watched it every night for as long as I can remember.
Right.
Went to convention, and a friend and I sat outside of the studio where they had set up to broadcast.
You got to see all of that at the convention. So that had to be wild.
Through a window.
Yeah.
We got to meet Waters. We got to meet Joe DeVito, Joe Mackey. I stay in touch with Joe DeVito and Joe Mackey.
Wonderful.
But Gutfeld wouldn't come down.
Oh, okay.
We hollered up to the people on the roof, hey, we want to meet Gutfeld. He would not come down.
Mm-hmm.
So I became obsessed with wanting to get on Gutfeld because I think that I have as much to offer as a lot of his guests.
Yeah. Yeah. And you referred to yourself on Facebook as Trump Girl.
Trump Girl. The original Trump Girl.
The original Trump Girl. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, where are you at in the quest? I mean, you've got enough connections. I mean, you know, and so I had to invite you. When I called you and I told you what I wanted to do. You started laughing. And I said, well, Elizabeth, it's a warm up. You know, it'll give us something to send, right?
Sure, absolutely.
You know, let's get this guy's attention.
Yes, yeah. I want to get his attention because I have a story to tell. I am trying my best to help this country, to do everything I can to get this country in shape, rehab it.
Yep.
And I believe getting on Gutfeld is the first step to getting my message out.
Okay. What is the main message that, and it, you know, again, as I mentioned, when we set this up, we didn't know the tragedy that was going to take place. But again, that's part and parcel of what we're dealing with in our society and our country, especially, and in our entire world.
Sure. Absolutely.
So talk about that a little bit.
About the recent tragedy.
Well, that and what you believe, the solution going forward is.
I've always been a strong constitutionalist. I believe getting back to our roots, being a constitutional nation again, getting back to the Constitution, not fighting among ourselves. It's literally killing us.
Let me ask a question here.
Okay.
And you may not know the answer, and I'll actually put the question to both of you ladies. One of you ladies is highly political, you know, even though we don't do a lot of politics here on the program. Another of you ladies is not so political.
Yeah.
Am I politically correct
in that way? I'd say so, yeah. Okay. Yeah, likely so.
So, and, you know, we were chatting before coming on the air, and, we chatted, the Constitution came up.
Yes.
And I made the point that, in my opinion, my humble opinion, and not that I'm a grand student of history, but in my humble opinion, the Constitution is the greatest political document that has ever been written. I'm going to go as far as to say our founding fathers were inspired. I believe it is an inspired document.
Yes.
If anything ever happens to our country, and I pray it doesn't, but if anything ever happens to our country, I hope we have the good sense to rebuild upon the Constitution.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, we share a love there.
Absolutely.
Now, here's my question. long build up to the question for both of you. How many people out there have read the Constitution? Mm-hmm. How many people out there have an understanding of, you know, we all talk about the Constitution.
Right.
Not many.
And no. But in both of your opinions, how many people really know what we've got?
I think unless you have gone and studied it in college and taken a course, there's a good chance that people have a general working knowledge if they paid any attention to legislation, maybe a piece of legislation that they found to be important.
Right.
I'm going to venture a guess that maybe 10% have some sort of working knowledge, with 90% not really understanding even the basic fact that we are a constitutional
republic. I'm probably going to piss some people off. I think you're being generous.
I'm trying to.
Okay. I sometimes it's important to piss people off.
Sure.
And I hope that we are, a lot of us are there.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've talked a lot since the tragedy about what needs to happen. And it really needs to begin with each one of us.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I think it's important, you know, we can be upset perhaps with what's going on, but it's important to know, to be able to have some foundation of what are you angry about, and to not come from a place of ignorance about, you know, what it is that you're stating your case on.
Right.
And sure. I think, you know, a lot of that comes down to, knowing and understanding how the government and how politics work.
Yeah.
And I don't think many of us understand the inner workings.
I'll
raise my hand to that. I'm more ignorant than I would like to admit.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
I had to take civics in high school.
Yeah, but who taught?
A coach.
Right.
But Coach Katniss was a good civics teacher.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, you ask a question, and yes, I admit that in a lot of schools, that probably, you know, but Coach Tony Katniss at Jesuit High School, when I went through, and I took it in my sophomore year, if I'm remembering correctly, was a good, he made sure we knew it.
Mm.
And I didn't like it so much back then.
Sure.
Because you go into civics and you think, okay, well, this is civics and theology at Jesuit. You think, these are A's. No.
Well, and I think there's two points to it. You both work to inspire people to make their lives healthier.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Their
we
mental
try.
Health,
we
their,
try.
Their physical being. One of those things is getting back to basics. And I think that this country is sick right now.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally sick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've had generations that went through COVID that have not been exposed to school, were not taught traditionally. We have people who are just challenging the police and don't want law and order. And I think the first thing is we need to get back to the basics, which is the Constitution.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And enforce law and order and swing that pendulum back a little bit further to the right and get in line with the Constitution. Not step on anybody's rights, but bring them back to that. And
right.
I think the second thing, and our speaker eloquently puts this probably better than I can, but he always talks about in God we trust being above the rostrum where he sits.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think this country being founded on Christian principles is one of the most important things to get our country back in shape and to get it healthy again.
Our founding fathers took a brilliant position when they founded the country on spiritual principles, but stayed away, had the good sense to separate that from religion, right?
Yep. Right.
And so, I mean, again, we'll close out this first segment with a gentle question for all of us. Maybe a not so gentle question. You know, how would you answer the question that we're posing this evening to each other? You know, when's the last time, you know, you've sat down and read the wonderful document that is the United States Constitution? It's not insurmountable. It's not, you know, not a heavy lift.
Month ago.
Okay. There you go. There you go. And so I would say Elizabeth Ersoff is challenging us there by that by that answer.
Yes.
And
go read it.
It's time. It is time. Elizabeth Ersoff is our life strategist today here on Strategies for Living. We've already started a rousing conversation. Elizabeth is grabbing her chair. We've got much more. Stay with us. More to come here on Strategies.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, Elizabeth Ersoff is our life strategist today. What a story you've got. We could go on for hours with your political, you know, your what you've done politically. 2024 delegate to the RNC and elected to the RPEC, and currently it's co-chair, vice chair. You're going to be running again for the state central committee.
Yes.
Next year. That's the plan anyway.
Two and a half years from now. Yes.
So you've been, and I understand you got your political science degree.
Yes.
But you also had you were studying to be an Episcopal priest.
I was actually going through discernment.
Okay. Mm. All
right. Right out of college, actually before I graduated college, was very inspired by a priest that we had at St. James, where I came into the Episcopal Church.
And right.
He was amazing. Whole family loved
St. James is out on Burt Coons, right?
It is. Yeah. It is.
Nice little church.
Gorgeous.
Good. Yeah. And just so intimate.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's a great setting.
Yeah.
I went through, I wrote a long document, met with the bishop, met with, of course, Father Dan at the time.
Right.
Was on target to go through with all of it and
enter seminary and do the things that you needed to do.
Right. Yeah. Had finished college, was ready to go do it. Father Dan got transferred to Baton Rouge to a different job where he was doing interfaith.
Right.
Work, and that was always his passion, so it was a good position,
good
for him.
Fit for yeah. him
yeah. right Bishop Willis Ryan Hinton left, and so my dreams to go to seminary went down the drain in that short amount of time. Okay. We had a series of priests that came in. I never really lost the desire to go do that
right
until I entered the Catholic Church, and of course it's a no-no. So
We could open up a whole, you know, a whole can of worms, but we won't do that, you know. But you know, here's my question to you. All in you ended up again changing not your Christian faith because you
absolutely not.
You know, you stayed solidly Christian, but you ended up changing denominations. And I'm sure that I won't ask all of the details about that because that's personal and probably a little bit painful having to make some of those choices and decisions.
It was.
But what have you learned? You know, what has Elizabeth learned from the wrestling and the grappling with all the things that you had to wrestle and grapple with to today?
I have learned that there is no perfect church. No specific denomination is going to meet every single need that you have. I've also learned that there are some key points that will run you off that you can never return to.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And there would have to be a huge change for me to go back.
Right.
I loved it. It was the church of my childhood, of my adulthood.
Sure.
And to be quite honest, it's a struggle. The Catholic Church is a struggle for me. There's a lot of difference between the Episcopal Church and the Catholic Church.
Sure.
But I did learn that nothing is ever going to be perfect.
Right.
And so where you find your perfection is reading the Bible.
Right.
That's where I get my solace.
Yeah. Yeah.
And seeking your own spirituality within whatever framework you're in,
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
There was a teacher that went around 2,000 years ago, and he said over and over and over, the kingdom is within you. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, use those terms interchangeably, is within you.
Right.
And we still grapple with that today. We still look outside.
Absolutely.
Give me the
and
rules.
He told us to go inside.
Absolutely.
You know, we still grapple with it.
And I feel guilty for doing that, but it's just the way I was.
Well, welcome.
Up.
Welcome. You're a good Catholic. You just admitted guilt. Yeah, you're a good
there
Catholic.
You
there you go.
Guilty. You've made it. Guilty. Absolutely.
All right. So you grew up in, would it be fair to say, a political environment? Your family, you were friends with Governor Edward Edwards.
Yes.
You were. Mr. Majala, Gus Majalas.
Absolutely.
I know I know this from not necessarily our conversations, but from your conversations and the things that you share on on social media.
Sure.
What was that like? What was that like for you? And what did you learn from all of that?
It was a whirlwind. I learned so much about people in general and how to talk to people, how to address people so that they felt like they were being heard by you and that they were important to you.
Edwin
and Gus both
Edwards was a master.
He was
of that.
He was.
Yeah.
And I'm not, he wasn't without fault. Oh, obviously.
Sure. He was very
massive
human.
Understatement of the evening, right?
Right. Here's the Republican working for him. I was. Right. But
and so you were even a Republican back in that day.
I was.
Yeah? Okay.
I was. Right. Matter of fact, he autographed my book, his autobiography, and said to my second favorite Republican, because he was married to one at the time. But he was the master of it, and he treated people with dignity and respect.
Yes.
And you know, I think as time goes on, we're going to find out that he really was one of the better governors we've had.
He's
a good guy. He was a good faithful Christian, a good person.
Yeah.
I still keep up with his children. They're very good friends of mine.
Yeah. How rich that must have been for you. Yeah.
I learned so much. And I also learned a lot from Gus, because he was
probably got a little good seafood too occasionally.
You know, I still go see, I call him my Uncle Sammy. I still go see him and get a little seafood here and there.
Over at Farmers.
Some crawfish.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Got some good seafood, got some good life lessons. And I hate to admit this, I have known him all my life. Did not know until I read the obituary how much he had done.
You're talking Mr.
Majalas.
Gus Majalas. Yeah.
Right. Called him Uncle Gus.
Uncle Gus.
And he was in the military. He ran the family business. Was an engineer.
Yep.
I knew he was an Aggie. Yeah, always went to the LSU Aggie games.
Right, right. We can't hold that against him.
No. That was always a rough time.
Yeah, of course.
But again, a good person, a leader in his church. He was Greek Orthodox, obviously.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just, you know, poured money into the church and was a faithful person and donated to people in the street that were in need. He would take care of them.
Yeah, yeah.
most people don't see that side of either one of them.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think politics is hard, the way that we portray people as just this flat political figure, and we forget, especially now, I think, with the dramatization and all of the show that goes on, you know, we forget they're people.
Right. We almost make them objects.
At the very least, caricatures.
Caricatures and objects.
Right.
I saw something just earlier today or yesterday of, and I don't know, Mr. Trump was in his golf, you know, shirt and his golfing outfit.
Right.
He was obviously at one of his clubs, and it looked like, I don't think these were little children, and they came up to him and approached him, and he lovingly embraced both of them. They were a little bitty, and you could tell they were they weren't family members or anything, but just the humanity. It struck me.
Right.
The humanity, mm-hmm. and that's not the way that we generally see him portrayed. Mm. What word did you use as a
caricature?
Caricature. Yeah, we see the caricature. Mm-hmm. And that's what it seems to me that we have to get beyond somehow, some way.
And I use caricature because in a caricature drawing, we overemphasize certain aspects, right? And I think that's what we do.
And I think I'm guilty of it as well. And even with Trump. Yeah. The first night of the convention that he came in,
he broke some precedents. Oh. The convention, and I'm sure you guys probably, there was buzz about it, I'm sure. Candidates just didn't do what he did, come to the convention early and often.
He was there, and we were called early that night and told that we were going to vote on the vice president.
Wow.
And who it was.
Yeah.
But I went over when I caught word that he was coming into the arena and stood and watched him walk in. And it stunned me to see it wasn't fear in his face. It was determination.
Yeah.
And it was concern for our country. And I saw the human side of him that I had not seen before. And I'd been to many rallies and worked them.
Right.
But very human side there. And he was... It was amazing to see the look on that man's face. The like I said, it wasn't worry for himself. He was worried about.
Do you wish more people, no matter what label they put on themselves? Do you wish, Elizabeth, more people could see that, the humanity instead of the caricature?
I do, and I think that if we looked at each other more that way,
yes,
that. The country would start to heal itself a little bit more. Not just the politicians, but each other. Because we see someone coming out of a Catholic church, for example, and we have a typical stereotype of what we think they are.
Right, right.
And if we would just stop and pay attention to each other and just talk.
Yeah.
Just talk more.
I think we've lost a lot of that art.
Absolutely.
Even within...
I think we're afraid.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of fear.
And even in organizations like... the Catholic Church, there is division.
Sure.
I think that it, you know, and that's one of the things that's concerning.
Well, it's a micro of the macro at every level.
In almost every system.
And what that means to me is that we've got it within ourselves.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of division within each individual.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I think that's where.
Yeah.
Sure.
And we've been on our soapbox.
Yeah.
I accidentally slipped
back.
You slipped back on our soapbox, but that's the soapbox that I think it's important that we stay on to say, look, you know, you can't change other people. Mm-hmm. Your point of power is you.
Absolutely.
You got to begin. If it's to be, it's up to me. Right.
Right.
Yep.
Strategies for Living with Elizabeth Ursoff. You're earning your life strategist stripes.
Awesome.
This evening.
I'm looking up your certificate.
Yeah.
Certificate
is there. Right. Oh yeah. Oh, well, definitely. We've got more, but you gotta work more.
I'm holding.
And we'll be back with Elizabeth Ursoff this evening on Strategies for Living. Stay with us.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living lady radio.
I mean, does he know what he's missing? Welcome back, folks. Welcome back to Strategies for Life. Mr. Gottfeld, do you know, do you really understand what you're... You've probably got a guest tonight that is, going to be... But our guest on Strategies for Living, Elizabeth Ursoff, who desperately... wants to be on your show.
Yes.
Sir?
For free.
For free. Yeah, the guy that you're probably going to have on this evening as we're taping this program is probably, you're probably having to pay.
Right.
For, and the guy's probably, going to say, that's all I got. I'm running out of steam. You know.
Right.
Would that happen with you?
Absolutely not. I have an answer for everything.
And some questions back, right?
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so what would you expect when? Now, we're not going to say if, okay? We are going to say when.
Absolutely.
We're going to say when you're on the first of many times you're on, Gutfeld's show, okay?
Sure.
What is he going to talk to you about first? What are y'all going to talk about?
I think that he's going to ask me what a woman from Louisiana is doing, wanting to be on his show so much. Mm-hmm. And
what you doing, little lady?
That's right. That's right.
And so what's your answer? That would be a great first question. You have worked hard.
I've worked very hard.
You somehow convinced Lauren and David, and they're not political.
No.
You weaseled your way onto Strategies for Living.
That's right.
And I don't know how you did that, but now you got my attention,
Sure.
What are you going to answer? What are you going to say to that?
I will address whatever the question is on his show, but I think the one good selling point I have, and this is humorous, is that I'm shorter than he is.
Okay.
And I have found out that is a selling point with him.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
He would love it. But I bring so much culture, and I can be, short but full of culture. We all know.
Well, you're from Louisiana.
Yes.
And he
yes.
probably doesn't understand.
No.
He doesn't understand gumbo and fado dough.
And the Saints, why we don't care if they lose. We still love them.
We still love them. Yeah.
Yes. And, there's so much that Louisiana has to offer. And there's so much that we are doing on the national level, politically, which his show is about politics. I hate to bring that up again.
That's okay. We're going to give you a pass.
We've got Speaker Johnson. We've got Steve Scalise.
For the first time in our history.
Yes.
We've got Louisiana. Yeah. We've had powerful politicians before.
Right.
In places of when Jim McCrary was in.
Yes.
He was in a very high, worked his way into a very high position. But, he was tired. Ready to move
right.
forward, but to now the
absolutely
the 1-2 punch that we've got,
it's amazing. Yeah. And it's a great time to be in Louisiana, and because of that, and I know
and then we've got and then we've got the perennial entertainment of Senator Kennedy.
Oh Lord.
You gotta admit you love him.
I do.
You absolutely love him.
He's great. Yeah. He's awesome. Everybody loves Kennedy.
Yeah.
I get emails from people in Portland, Oregon. We love your senator. Can we have him? No.
No. And the thing about Senator Kennedy, I'd love to have him on the program. Work on that. I'd love to have him as a life strategist. But the thing about him is he's so smart and so funny at the same time.
He is.
He zaps you.
I know. He's a Rhodes Scholar.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's amazing background. And, knowing these people and talking to them, and there's just so much I could correct Gutfeld on.
So what you're basically saying, if you invite me on the program, you're going to get quality.
Yes.
I'm not going to charge you an arm and a leg.
Not a penny.
Not
Matter of fact, I'll bring you homemade pralines.
How could he? How could he turn this down? I mean,
and yet he does.
He doesn't. He doesn't know yet. Then he doesn't know pralines. You know, that's all I've got to say. You know.
Right.
Did she bring me? Where are my pralines?
Why are you looking at me?
Well, that's my hook for the next show.
Oh, that's how you're coming back. Yes. Okay. Okay. I get it now.
I think I can shed some.
You're looking at me because I don't do the sugar.
Exactly. Okay,
I don't. I don't restrict you.
No, you don't. You're not too much anyway. Yeah.
But I think there's a lot that I can share with them from our state, from our representatives.
Do you aspire to go beyond state? Is that in your aspiration ever? Do you allow yourself to dream and to think about that, Elizabeth?
I'm looking at a couple of possibilities as we speak.
Okay. All right. Well, you're going to have to promise me that, you know, we get to scoop, right?
You will get it. You will be the first to know.
Okay.
Promise.
We because of our non-political stance, we probably can't campaign for you.
Right.
But we can announce, you know.
Absolutely.
And get you psychologically and emotionally ready. That's another.
To understand the process
from
a human, emotional, psychological level, what that means, and how you take care of yourself through all of that.
Right. Yeah. Because it's draining. I've watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've kind of done a thing there. We've had Mayor Arsenault on, and he's basically addressed, you know, in including other things. How do you take care of yourself? We had his predecessor on, you know. Same thing, not to talk politics, but, you know, that gentleman was under a lot of stress and pressure last couple of years of his administration.
He was.
And, you know, we talked about how do you stay sane? How do you take care of yourself, you know? Mm-hmm. I think it's...
And we're also, you know, very intent on understanding how do we heal collectively.
Yes.
And yes.
I think that's an important piece of... You know, remove the labels from it, but part of being within the political spectrum and in government and in higher positions, hopefully, part of that is in mind is involving how do we heal as a collective, as a community.
And ironically, on the heels of the assassination of Charlie Kirk, everyone is talking about that now. How do we heal our country from this?
Yeah, and I hate that we have had to go through the violence to get that, but that's a wonderful conversation to come out of the tragedy.
Right.
And, you know, let's all hope and pray that we can have healing on top of that.
Absolutely.
You know? But, you know, we probably have some work to do, each and every one of us.
Sure.
Probably, as we've said time and time again, first go within. And then, you know, we've got to start listening to each other.
Right. That's what it starts with, listening to each other.
Yeah. Without judgment.
That's right.
Without condemnation.
Sure.
Without, getting contemptuous.
Right.
But just really listening, trying to put ourselves in the other's shoes.
Everyone has something to contribute.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Elizabeth Ersoff, our life strategist. Today here on Strategies for Living, we got a little bit more left. Come back with us. And welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, Elizabeth Ersoff. Hadn't she been a great life strategist?
No.
You got your stripes.
Thank you.
We have covered, Elizabeth, we've covered a lot of ground this evening, you know, when you think about it. But, I mean, you know, I got to send this to Gutfeld, so, I had to ask a lot of things, right?
Sure, absolutely.
And how could he turn you down now?
He can't.
No, there you go.
He can't.
Yeah. But what do you want to leave us with? I mean, because of all of the ground that we've covered this evening, what do you... Sum it up for us. What do you really want to leave with us this evening?
I think I want to leave you with the thought that we can all get along. We have to respect one another, read your constitution. If you want a copy, text me, email me, find me on Facebook. I'm easy to find.
You're easy.
I'm easy to find. I will get you a copy of the Constitution. Read it. If you want to change things, get involved. Mm. Take that first step.
And that doesn't mean that getting involved doesn't mean that you have to go out and do a political campaign.
Not at all.
It can mean simply read the Constitution.
Read the Constitution.
And what anything that is not clear, I promise you, there's information out there to clear
curious.
It up.
Right. Yeah. Get curious. Right. And seek.
And research what you're looking for. Find out the real answers. Don't just take anything at face value that's on the internet.
Yeah. Amen. Well, see, right there, you know, you've proven what a great life strategist you are.
Thank you.
And I hope you will. Now you know how to get here.
I do.
You know who we are, and I hope you won't be a stranger.
I hope not to be. I want to be around.
Definitely.
Come back. All right.
Folks, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you being with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Oof, oof.
And Learning RX. We train your brain. And the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator, Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffins too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting to make the call? For Lauren Leon McMillan, for Elizabeth Ersoff, I'm David McMillan. See you next time, right here on Strategies for Living.